This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite, yes, self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across social media. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist that uses my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So, today's episode is going to be about why nothing you do will ever be enough for a narcissist. And I know a lot of people, like, this episode might be triggering for a lot of people because a lot of people, if they think or they know they are dealing with a narcissist, they want that person to change. They see the potential in the narcissist, so they want to keep that person around in their life. So, what the survivor or victim does is typically they try to change so many different bits and pieces about themselves. Like, you try to do so much to, you know, show that narcissistic person in your life that they are appreciated, that they are appreciated, that you love them, that you care about them, and things like that. You try so hard, you give so much to that person that in the end, you end up losing yourself because you've given so much up, and that narcissistic person ends up leaving you, or, you know, cheating on you, keeping you on the side, whatever. And that's because, nothing you say or do will ever be enough for a narcissist. It just won't. Like, the goalpost is always moving. The finish line is always being moved. So if you do something a narcissist, likes, and if you do it again, you won't get that same reaction the second time. Because guess what? That's not enough now. We've already experienced that high that you've given us from that first act. Now, that won't be enough again. Now, the goalpost has moved. Now, the finish line has moved. Now, we have, changed the trajectory. So, now you have to try harder to get that same amount of appreciation and love from us. So, a lot of times people ask me, can narcissists love? Can narcissists love? Can you really authentically love somebody? Can you truly love somebody? Can you love me? I'm like, look, narcissist love, or the form of love that a narcissist gives to a person, is 100% conditional love. And I know people are like, well, hey, Lee, let me stop you right there, brother. Conditional love is not love. I rest my case. That's not how it is, though. That narcissist love is 100% conditional. That's why during the idealization phase or the beginning phase of the relationship, when they're love bombing you, when they're getting you bonded through giving you everything that you want and need, you haven't violated any of those conditions. You are condition free. It feels like unconditional love and affection and care, but it's very, very conditional. Because as soon as you do something to violate the conditions that a narcissist has set, when this is the kicker right here, you don't know what the conditions are. Let me stop you right there. You don't even know what the conditions are that you have violated, but you have violated them. Now, I need to say it again. You don't even know what the conditions are. The narcissist will very rarely tell you what the conditions are that you have violated. They'll just let you figure it out. Hey, you're an adult. Figure it out by yourself. What's wrong? What did I do for you to change so much on me? You're an adult. Figure it out by yourself. That's exactly what they'll say to you. I've said it before out of my mouth. A lot of the stuff I say to y'all, I speak from experience with a lot of this stuff, y'all. I just do. I know a lot of stuff sounds mean and heartless and stuff like that. Well, I've been a very mean and heartless person throughout my life in some periods. I'm not proud of it. People are like, you sound like you're a proud narcissist, man. You proud of hurting people, man. I'm like, no, what do you say? I'm proud because I'm talking about it. Talking about it doesn't make me proud. Talking about it just gets it out of my system and helps other people. This blows my mind sometimes. But back to that conditional love. But yeah, so narcissist love is going to be conditional. And like I said, you just never ever know what condition that you are violating. It could be one of the wild conditions. One of the conditions could be you just tell them, like, they think that you are clear in their mind, like, you never talked to any of their friends, you never slept with anybody that they know or whatever. But the second that they find out you slept with somebody they know, you just violated the loyalty condition. Lee, how is that loyalty? How does that even make sense? Like, help make that make sense for me. Like, how is that loyalty by any means? The fact that, how is that loyalty by in any way, shape, or form? Because, like, if that's loyalty, like, it's not loyalty if it was before the relationship. Like, I'm just speaking from the narcissist perspective. If you slept with somebody that the narcissist knows even before they met you, that's cheating. Especially if you didn't tell it to them.
This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydroScience. HydroScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
Up front. Especially had to find out through a back channel. You're done. D-O-N-E, capital D, capital O, lowercase N, capital E. So it's done, E. You're done. Like, seriously. It's just like cheating. A narcissist will look at you like you're cheating. They don't look at you like you're as pure. Like, I know this is going to sound like, Lee, you're slut shaming. No, I'm just speaking from the narcissist's mind. It's like, you're just not as pure. This is male or this is man or woman. This doesn't have to do with just men to women. This is men or men and women. So when that situation arises, you have to take a step back and just like you. And there's nothing you can do to get them to forgive you because did you not sleep with that person? And if they found out through a back channel, if that friend or that person they know told them, you talking to old girl? Dang, that's my ex, right? What? The narcissist will be calm to that person. That's your ex? Really? I had no idea. Yeah, we dated for a couple years, whatever, man. Hey, them cheeks good, all right, bro. Dab me up on them cheeks, man. Them cheeks good, ain't they? So, you're done right there. In the narcissist's mind, I know it sounds just childish and just like kiddie, but the thought of you being with somebody else, especially somebody else that we know seeing you naked or seeing you do something or just visualizing you doing something with somebody else, oh, you're done. Because that image is etched in our head forever. And you're done. We'll never look at you the same. And you violated that condition, and there's no way you can repair that condition. There's just no way. There's no way. And I don't know, how do you know that mindset? Because that's the condition that got violated with me. I remember the exact instant when that condition got violated. Me and my wife were at the beach. We were just dating. We were at the beach. And then we were just hanging out, chilling. And then she told me. I was like, what? She was like, I used to mess with so-and-so. This is like weeks into our relationship. I was like, I mean, my heart dropped. I was like, you're not who you used to, who I thought you were. And my heart dropped because I cared about that person. And this is in the beginning. But you know, and this is going to sound weird, but I just remember distinctly, like, this is, I never felt, this is me, come my point of view. Even though she told me that, and in my mind, I don't think I could ever, you know, of course, I've been in therapy, I got over it now. But, like, back then, I still think she might be the one. I can't just let her go. I probably started treating her badly right then. I probably started gaslighting and lying to her a little bit, but I didn't let her go because I still, you know, we had good times, and I was just like, I'm not going to let her go. You know what I mean? I would never forget. I would never forgive. Never forgive you sleeping with somebody else before me. I know this sounds terrible. And I've talked to her about this. We had this conversation before. Now, Lee, have you talked to her about it? Yes, I've talked to her about it. But you know how we can talk about it now? Because we can have open and honest communication right now. Back in the day, we couldn't. So we've been working on that. But like I said, a narcissist's love is 100% conditional. Like, it comes with conditions. There are strings attached to it. They're like a side effect list. There should be a side. That's a skit right there. Side effects. The side effects. Oh, I have to do a date with a narcissist with the side effects. Like, can I see your side effects? Lying, cheating, manipulate? No. Oh, good. This is going to be hilarious. I'll watch out for that one right there. If y'all, my OGs, my OG followers. Y'all, we got 75K on YouTube. What in the world? Thank y'all so much for following me. Like, to me, that's insane. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, too. I know it's just like, I really, you know, my podcast is doing very well. Thank y'all on the podcast side of things. I really appreciate y'all on that side, too. I'm so super thankful for every single one of y'all. But like I said, I wish I could tell y'all what conditions, like what, everybody's conditions, back to the topic, y'all. Everybody's conditions, every narcissist's conditions is going to be different. So they're going to move the goalposts for you every time. Every time you do something good, a good deed for them, I guarantee you that same good deed will never work again. Because nothing you do will ever be enough. There's no amount of apology. You can't apologize. If you cheat on a narcissist, you're finished. You're filleted. That relationship is done. Go ahead and leave them. go ahead and leave them. Like, if you're going to cheat on them, I know everybody, like, if you're going to cheat anyway, you should just break up with them. If you cheat on a narcissist, you are done. They will never forget that. You will never forgive you. And they will torture you for the rest of your existence together. And they will find justification to cheat on you. You're done. Just, look, put the relationship, look, ball that relationship up, shoot it into the trash and say Kobe. Because that relationship is done. It's banked in. Bank it in. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in this episode. The goalpost is always moving. There's nothing you can do. It's like, the narcissist, like, we just can't be satisfied, y'all. I just, like, in conclusion, we just cannot be satisfied fully. That's why we are always, like, narcissists, we are always going out looking for the next high, looking for the next supply, looking for the next person, looking for the next job, looking for the next entrepreneurial opportunity, looking for the next fix, looking for the next addiction, looking for the next, you know, narcotic, looking for the next bottle of alcohol, looking for the, chasing a high. Because we want, the delusions of fulfillment are real with a narcissist. Delusions of grandeur and delusions of fulfillment are real. Nothing ever will be enough. Anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. Like and subscribe for more. If you listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me. I really appreciate y'all. Thank you. Bye.